Hi, I'm Lori Bransky, and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. Of course, it's an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Lindsay Bloom is back in the room with us today. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lori.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited that you actually held your word and came back to see me.
I did. This is now my second time already this year, so I am keeping my word.
I know. That's because you love me.
That is because I love you and because I miss you, and this means I get to see you more.
Touche. So you're doing well. School started.
School started. I had my first day of graduate school yesterday.
And how was it?
It was fine. I mean, I definitely am feeling a little older because I remember coming in. Yeah, and it's at Boston University, so it's a mix, you know, on campus of undergrads and grads. And I remember coming in as an incoming freshman, I went to undergraduate school, and you think graduate school, those people are old, and now I'm one of them. But yeah, it's good. Definitely, you know, a little summeritis. Getting out of the...
Can you believe it? Yesterday, when I went by the field house, because we have that makeup thing, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
But the tree in front of the field house is bright orange.
Oh, yeah, the leaves
it's
are already
beautiful.
Turning.
And I said, but it's
already September.
I know, we forget that it's already fall because the summer literally flew by. And I was
running with my dad the other day, and we were running by the Charles River, and... That's something he said. He said, I can't believe all of the leaves already changed and they're all falling off the trees.
I know.
Before you know it, we're going to have our snow games.
I cannot wait.
I know.
We didn't have any
last year.
Not a one. We didn't even wear our winter coats until the playoff games, so.
No, in the playoff games, we were still in our one-piece uniforms.
Touche, I remember. We didn't even wear our winter coats last year. That's crazy. We were wearing the two-piece unis in December.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was very shockingly warm.
Anyways,
last year.
So yes, in New England, we get lots of foliage. It's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever have a chance
beautiful.
To visit, definitely just take a ride down a highway or something, and you can just, it's beautiful. But anyways, so school is good.
School is good.
New apartment?
I do. I have a new apartment. I moved into the city with one of my girlfriends from BC undergraduate, and yeah, we're getting everything settled. It's coming along. I haven't spent as much time there to get things settled as I'd like, but it's going to be really great, and I love the location, and I'm going to have, obviously, invite all you girls over when we have our housewarming party.
Yay.
I know, so it'll be really cute, I think.
Cool. I'm so jealous that you're right in the city. Do you have parking space?
Well, you can get what's called resident parking.
Yep.
So, but I have to wait to get that because you have to have a car registered in Massachusetts. And
oh, okay.
My brother took my car that was registered in Massachusetts to school in Florida. So,
tisk, tisk.
I know.
What's your brother's name?
Sad. Michael.
Tisk, tisk, Michael.
I know. So I'm very sad because I loved my car. But you can park on the street, or my parents also live in the city, and they have garage parking.
Oh, so you can
so
just park there.
I walk to
the garage
if I need a car. But for school, I just jump on the T. It's really easy, just a few stops. And, oh yeah, Newberry Street's 2 blocks away from my apartment, so great shopping, which
Woo-hoo!
Can get dangerous.
That's awesome, though. I'm definitely coming to visit.
You have to. It's great.
Definitely. So the calendar unveiling is coming up, too.
Tuesday,
September 11th.
Yeah.
Which is, we all know, a very peaceful...
Remembrance.
Right. Of remembrance. That's the word I was looking for. But you guys are going to be celebrating your calendar coming out.
Our 2008 swimsuit calendar is being unveiled finally. It seems like we've waited forever. We still haven't seen the whole thing done.
I know.
So
it'll be a very big surprise.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be unveiled to us, too. Not just you guys. We're going to see it for the first
awesome.
Time.
I know it came out beautiful. I saw some pictures, and I know they came out beautiful, so I'm not hesitant at all.
Well, thank you. Yes, the pictures that we saw, they all look amazing.
That's awesome. And like I said before, we went to the makeup class, I should say, last night.
We got certified.
We're now certified makeup artists.
It's kind of scary. I don't know if anyone would ever trust me to do their makeup.
I could probably touch somebody up. I don't know.
I would trust you way more than I would trust myself.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But it was nice. It's Grace Cosmetics.
Yep. And it's a professional line of makeup, so it's supposed to last long and seemed very good to use last night. It's the first time we've ever used it, but it seems like a great brand.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited about the eyeliners.
Yes.
So excited about soft eyeliners. And the eyeshadows are gorgeous.
They are. And not only do we have the ones that were given to us individually, but we have probably 200 extra that are considered community eyeshadows that we're keeping in our field house for game days or whenever we're just putting on makeup.
I know, that's
in
crazy.
The locker room. So we have so much makeup besides the fact, besides the ones that were given to us.
Specifically for your skin tones and stuff like that, yeah. A big thing that they told us is that purples are really big this fall.
They are.
They are. And the color, it's okay. We've said this on the podcast before, that it's okay to match your eyeshadows to your shirt.
It is.
I do it all the time. And I always said, I know it's a bad sin, but I do it all the time. But they said it was okay.
I had never really heard not to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like kind of tacky or whatever, but I like it, especially in pictures.
Yeah.
It makes your eyes pop.
Oh, it does. I mean, I'm not sure I would, with a black shirt, put on black.
Right.
I know eyeshadow, what you're saying. But
you'd incorporate some grays and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I always did that. So if I was doing a fashion faux pas, whoops. Nice to know I wasn't, though.
No, you weren't.
But yeah, we definitely had a lot of helpful tips last night on how to give yourself a nice daytime look and then even switch it up without having to take any makeup off and make it into an evening look with your smoky eyes and the
triangle.
The triangle, which and I do struggle with.
I do too. But I think once you use the soft pencils, it'll be a lot easier to smudge and stuff.
Right. We didn't have the proper eye pencils last night because they didn't come in yet.
But they will. But if you guys are wondering what we're talking about, hopefully sometime soon, within the next couple months, we're going to put up a video podcast of all the makeup, and you'll be able to hear Grace talk about it, and you'll see some girls putting on their makeup and some little tips that they did. They used Lindsay Dahlman as a model.
And she was gorgeous doing it.
Although
I know she was probably hesitant because
she's shy. She hates makeup, too. She said she hates getting her makeup done, but she looked gorgeous.
She did.
She
always looks beautiful, and she doesn't even realize
She has, like, flawless skin.
I know.
Flawless skin.
I hate her for that.
Right? Me too. Anyways. And they have this really cool, I suggest, I don't know if they have a website, but if not, check it out. You can Google it. Just see if they have a website or not. Grace Cosmetics. They have this bronzing toner thing.
Oh, that's in the little squirt bottle. Yes.
And it has a little shimmer to it, so you can put it on as
blush. It's like liquid
bronzer. It's gorgeous, though. And it adds a little shine, you know, to your cheeks.
Gives you a healthy summer glow.
Yeah, and it's like the perfect color for everybody's skin tone because it kind of just blends in with whatever color you are.
Yeah.
I loved it.
No, I did. I really liked it a lot.
I put a little bit on my eyes, a little bit of eyeshadow. It was a good time. Yeah. I liked it.
It was. It was a lot of fun. What girl doesn't like to play around with makeup? Play dress up.
Exactly.
And we knew we weren't going anywhere but home afterwards, so
some we put
of us,
more.
Some of us got a little makeup happy, but it was definitely fun.
I did. I was like kicking on that makeup, I won't lie.
We were experimenting, because if you can't experiment when you're not going to go out, you certainly aren't going to experiment
when
you need to go somewhere, because I definitely made a few mistakes last night that needed to be corrected, so I'm glad I just went home after.
I completely agree. So we're going to be playing the Jets this weekend away.
On Sunday.
And then the next weekend, da-da-da!
Home opener versus the San Diego Chargers.
Are you so excited?
Bring it on.
I'm
so excited. I can't even wait. I mean, we've already had two preseason games. The first one was with the juniors, so it didn't even seem like a full game because we always, you know, want to concentrate on them and making sure that their experience is as best as it can be. And the second game flew by, actually, but nothing compares to opening day in regular season. The crowd is so different, and it's just, I can't wait for the rookies to experience it, and it's just going to be.
And for yourself, because this would be your first game as a captain.
It will be my first. I know.
And when you're a rookie, you're so worried about what's going on and everything that's happening. Now you're going to be worried about what the rookies are doing.
I know. Last year, I just was trying to follow the lead and take it all in, and this year I need to
lead.
Be the one that takes the lead. So, yeah, I'm definitely very excited about that.
Good. I'm so I will be there. I'll help you.
I know.
You
are always there. You are our number one sideline assistant.
Aw, dear.
We'll see if you show up now in the winter games.
Of course I will.
With your Uggs. Sludging through the snow.
Tear.
It's better than the boots.
I might have to throw a pair of those on to stay out of the snow this year.
That's true.
We didn't get a lot of snow last year, so I'm worried that this year we'll get a lot.
I know, to make up.
But my first year that we went to the Super Bowl, it rained every single game. We had snow every game. And we went all the way.
Well, so
bad weather
would.
Equals good. All of
So here's hoping, good weather or bad,
it'll
that
be
we
fine.
Have a successful season.
It'll be definitely successful, and we got a lot of things going on with the team. Doesn't matter. They'll pull through as a team.
They always do, and one of the things that I've always loved about the Patriots is that they never rely on one player. So
exactly.
If one player gets injured or
whatever,
something happens and they're unable to play, it doesn't affect the team because they're such a well-rounded team and have so many people, whether they're first string, second string, that can come in, and they just always work together and they play off all sorts of different players. We have Randy Moss, who we haven't even seen yet.
I know.
He's, you know, a big part of our offense now, mm-hmm. and we haven't even seen him in action yet. And
it'll
Brady hasn't played most of
an
any
entire
game,
right.
So we really are in for a treat, I think, watching them versus the Jets this Sunday.
I agree. And, you know, that whole team vibe they give. You guys do the same thing in cheerleading, you know.
Oh,
one person's sick, you pick up their slack, and you do what you need to do. No matter what, if someone has to sit out, you got to do what you got to do and pick up that slack. I think it's an organization kind of tag thing going on that, you know, nobody makes a team, and teams have to play as a team.
Oh, absolutely. And that's happened, as you know, many times where, for whatever reason, we're missing a girl or two, and other girls fill in, and it always works out great, and everybody's always
yep.
more than happy to do it, and it just, you can never tell.
And you can definitely tell the hard work pays off.
It definitely does.
Good. So you have fun.
Thank you.
You're going to watch this game from where on Sunday?
Sunday.
Do you have a promo?
I do not have a promo. I will be working, and I believe it's a 1 o'clock game at the Jets. So I will actually be waitressing until about 3:30. So I will make sure it's turned on in the bar area so I can watch it until I'm done. And then I will probably just, my restaurant's in my parents' building, so I'll probably just jump right upstairs and finish watching the game there.
Nice. Well, have fun.
Thank you.
We cannot wait for that first game.
I know. The 16th, counting down the days.
Unveiling.
Thank you, and you're going to be there.
I'll see you there, yes. And we will see everybody else on the sidelines.